How y'all doing? This is Over the Screen Speaks. And once again, we back. And you can find me on foursidesoflife.com. And you can find us on foursidesoflife.com YouTube. So your website, if you need anything dealing with health, that's why you can find us, foursidesoflife.com. Now, got my queen right here with me. It's been a long, what, it's been like 30 days?
Oh my, way over 30
Happy
days.
New Year's,
Happy
y'all.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
2024 in the house.
It took a fight coming back to this platform. Why? Why? What happened to it? Do you want to share just a tag?
Yeah, we got
We got to do the what? Edited version, the censored version?
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody might come back and listen later.
Yes.
You hurt some people's feelings.
It has been one wild winter months. I would say starting in November, we got hit up hard. You know, the family comes down for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And
we were hosting.
Yeah, we always host, but this time
at
it was both
different. Houses.
This year was different.
I mean, it was a little lighter.
It was lighter, and it was nice to be a little lighter than our typical 100 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
But some people stayed.
Just a little longer than what you expect sometimes.
And some people called and said, instead of staying, some people called later and said, can I move in?
Oh my, yeah.
Now that was the turning point because it revamped a lot of stuff. And it was difficult. It was really difficult.
Was.
Speaking of people stay, there's some coming back. I'll talk to you about that later. You know, because they asked, hey, you forgot about February. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
that was new information.
Yes. No, it ain't new. You just forgot because we've been dealing with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to say right here. In this new year, should you or should you not start clipping those individuals that no
you can't
clip. I mean, what you mean, man? You gotta start this.
No,
what, how they got, how about the new thing they talking about, standing on business?
Yes. Huh?
This is a new year, standing on business. I'm not talking about clipping, but you gotta put some, you know, restrictions and stand on something instead of letting people just thinking that it is what it is. For example, we have an extra house that you wanted to do what with it?
Well, at one point I want to do Airbnb.
Right. But before you was able to do Airbnb, wasn't it someone, we ain't gonna say no name, that actually brought a friend to the table? And
yes.
Matter of fact, that was a whole family.
Yes.
And they stayed, wasn't it supposed to be a couple months? And ended up being how long?
A full year.
Right. That was a part of fams and friends.
Right.
And ever since then, who's been in it? Airbnb or family?
It's been a fight. No Airbnb.
It's been
family.
What? Family.
Family.
And family. And family.
I wonder how many couples are out there that, you know, have, you know, been in the opportunity like us, been able to have a little extra and had to deal with family that comes with a little bit more.
But I don't really blame them. Because think about it. This society we live in, that you call it what?
What?
You say you've come to realizations that this world or this U.S. is what?
Disneyland.
It's a Disneyland. So they don't have much. You know, if you think about it, it's not like they don't have much. They're pressured. And if you make one mistake.
Oh, it could be catastrophic.
Within that year.
Is that word right?
It could be catastrophic.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
You could lose it all.
Lose it all at any time. That's why, to me, one of the biggest things I'm finding myself saying, not a resolution, New Year's resolution, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Just being, having gratitude. Just being thankful.
Being grateful and thankful.
Being grateful and thankful and realizing at any moment something can happen. Like I just talked to my mother today. She mentioned to me that a family, you know, not a family member, but like extended family friend just found out that their daughter is dealing with something that has to do with their body. And now it's fighting for their lives. And it's just the 10th day of 2024.
Mm.
So you really don't know what could happen between now and December 31st, 2024.
Nobody, everybody takes things for granted. You get so caught up in the
now,
tomorrow, the moment, the minute by minute.
Yes.
Second by second, hour by hour. You get caught up day by day, week by week, month by month. You forget that you might not be here. What happened to that saying they used to say in
what's
church?
That?
When they used to say, I forgot, what was it? Tomorrow's not promised.
And everyone, You know, isn't that funny? Think about today. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, how many funerals you've been to? A lot, right?
Oh, it's about to get wicked, though. But yes, I've been to enough.
But the part that trips me out, or at least growing up when you read the obituary, how there was a beginning date and an end date.
Oh.
Ooh, so when you think about it.
It got that whole, but what, I like how you said it. They got a beginning date?
A beginning date.
And an end date.
And an end date.
What's in between that?
What you do with it.
What's in between when they put it on the... The obituary.
It's a dash. It's a dash. And it's a short dash.
What that dash mean?
That dash means what did you do between the time you began and the time that you end?
I think you should set some New Year's rules.
That was pretty deep in itself.
Try to make that dash, you know, some dates.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Things that you could do to, yeah.
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
What do you want to do?
When I go, I need you to make sure they don't do no beginning with mine. Now that I think about it, I need some dates on my years that I put in work.
What are you talking about?
On my stone.
Oh.
On my also the obituary, I need dates on there. So I want my stone to have those dates I put work
in. Just put the beginning and the end.
No, don't do me like that. No,
okay,
no,
well,
no.
I'm going to need to draw that tombstone.
Yeah. Because I think you know them dates.
See what it looks like.
You know, when you go through that sorrow, if you're still around, people who are still around, you know the days they put work in. Mine is kind of sketched anyway, because I got videos, edits, you know, edited videos. I got live streams. I got all recorded. I got pictures.
You will be memorialized in a way that a lot of people will never forget you. That's for sure. But
so will you. You got massive pictures.
Well, thank you. Massive pictures.
I think you're gonna outlive me though, because the bloodline of your family, they all go into the hundreds like it ain't nothing.
Well, what we're trying to basically say is what you do this new year that you've been given
your life
is make sure, because you don't know when the last day will be for you, right?
Yeah.
But what you do each day, make sure it's intentional.
Intentional.
Yeah. Make sure you love your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are a single woman, make sure you love yourself and love others, because he might just go on and send that man to you, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're a man, same vice versa, you know, same thing. And if you are, but nonetheless, you still have your family, you know, make sure you extend yourself further than just your residence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend some time with someone and take care of your body, because you are Herbalist Kareem, though. People, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Herbalist Kareem will say, take care of your body.
I sometimes forget that.
I don't. I sometimes call myself the little herbalist. But I do. I think that that's one thing that everybody has to remember is self-care, but also mental care too, because a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. So take care of your mind this new year that you've been given, because it's important. And people want you to be around. So what are some things you want to do?
You got to be thankful, though. I'm going to say this, like we mentioned, I'm going to double on that.
Okay.
I remember back in the day when I was growing up in church, I would hear them testify, them young ladies, and they would get up there, them aunties and them grandmas and nanas, and they would say, you know, God, I'm thankful for today, for waking me up this morning. People forget about that. You get right up out that bed.
And touch your phone.
And you don't even get thanks or something.
Man.
I mean, you should just be like, thank you. I'm awake again.
And you're
again.
Right. And I know that I've done that myself. And I'm, you know, I've been definitely doing better with that. Because you're right. The first thing we do is get up, get out, or get up, and touch our phones, or get up. And we don't say, God, I did not have to get up this morning. And here I am. Got my eyes. I'm breathing. I have movement in my body. Let me take this opportunity to just say, thank you, Creator.
There's so many people. Yeah, there's so many people that are not in the situation you in.
Oh,
so many people that would wish they could not be on dialysis, would wish they would not be figuring out about ready to get evicted, wish that their baby or child have just passed, wish that their mother or father have just passed, or their sibling, wish that they have not just lost a limb or been in a car accident and lost their loved ones and their family. It's so many things. Wish they have just not lost their job and they don't know how they're going to make ends meet.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so many things that you should be thankful for, forget that next year ain't promised to you.
Right.
So you better be happy for the new year.
That's right.
Because you got another year.
To do it again. And do it differently.
Do it differently.
Yes.
Yeah. What I've learned last year is I learned that family is important. Even though we had people here and we weren't able to get on this podcast, and you know, we were drained and to the point that you get so drained and you get complacent,
right?
And you get comfortable with just like trying to rejuvenate. And you are usually just rejuvenation is like plugging yourself up like you plug your phone up, trying to get re-energized.
Yeah,
we just literally start staying plugged up.
Right.
We didn't even like, okay, hold on, unplug and use it for the day. We didn't do none of that. And we got comfortable.
Right.
But what I learned was that your family, the ones we had to assist, my family as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, one of them told me, don't call me brother-in-law, call me your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, I learned some things. Mm-hmm. We went through some things here and there because it was just too much involved. You ain't never been, have you ever been in a house in your life where there's 14 people? 14 people got crowded, eh?
It got crowded. Good but you know Lord. What? But
a lot of them was children.
One of the Half of them. But one of the things I learned, even in that small, was getting to know the generation behind me, which was my nieces and my nephews.
Yeah.
And this was different for me.
It
was
beautiful.
It allowed me to see their personality.
Yeah.
Because they don't live close by or anything like that. So it got me an opportunity to really see who they are.
They don't even know, never mind.
They don't care.
They don't know about the big, the good, and the bad, and the ugly. They don't know about all that drama.
All they know is, I want to be loved.
That's it. Yeah. Until they grow up and find out about what this Disneyland is about, huh?
Goodness.
This Disneyland have you just thinking that love is in Mickey Mouse headphones and Mickey Mouse hats, and you can go use these tokens. And you can get on this ride, and then you find out you don't want to get on these rides no more.
I
want to run. Is there a place I can exit? What about exit? Africa.
Right.
I want to exit to Africa. Then when you go to Africa, you're like, oh my God, I found out I'm spoiled.
Real
I want to get back on some of them rides. Not all of them, but some of them.
Right.
And then what about you just look at people that get on the rides and you wonder why they crazy and they wilding out. They ain't even learned what this ride is about.
No, they just taking a ride.
Get on there and you doodle on yourself.
Wait, going the whole circle over and over again.
Just spinning around. Right. Spinning around wondering why you got a headache when you get off.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm just saying. So I definitely, all jokes aside, I learned a lot from just family. I learned a lot from just being there for people. I learned a lot when individuals are struggling and when they need a little help and a helping hand.
Yeah.
It's okay to reach out and let them. How about that song, Mirror? Reach out and touch somebody's. Mm-hmm. That's what we did. We actually touched so many people in different spaces.
Right.
So that house might come with a little bit of drama, and that's a little extra pay.
Right.
That we got to pay with the water bill and the AC bill. And, you know, even though it ain't free, it's free to them, but it ain't free to us.
Right.
We still got to pay. Right. But one thing about it, the smiles on their face.
They're very grateful.
The gratefulness on their face.
They are very grateful.
They're like,
and
wow.
Just being able to assist and help in that moment of time.
To get back on their feet.
Appreciate it. Oh, yeah. To get back on their feet and to move forward. And, hey, and you never know what the next person.
To not make them feel bad while they down.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not kick them when they down, kick they back in. You literally just like suffering. Because one thing I used to say, remember,
remember
I would say a lot, I would say, this too shall pass.
And it does.
Just wait. It's okay to go through a little bit of uncomfortability.
Right.
And you feel like you're suffering and going through dealing with they mess. And if they would have did what you told them to do, take the advice that you told that you gave them and did what you told a year. Remember your mom told them a year ago and you told them a couple of years ago and you forecast what was going to happen, but they still don't want to work it the way they want to work it.
Because guess what?
And they still knock on your door.
And guess what? They're grown.
But do you turn them away?
No.
Yeah.
You may feel like it at the moment, but then you realize what's that gonna do?
Man, the way we talked before they got here, and some people got here, man.
Got family. When you have your household and they got the four walls.
Yes.
Whether they're big or small, don't matter. You got your time to vent and see what you have to say then and get it out.
Yes.
Because when you come in around people, you gotta show love.
You gotta show love. All that message you want to do and you want to say and you want to do, get all that visceral out of you. Because at the end of the day, I remember my mom used to say this to me all the time. I didn't know what she was talking about.
What
would Jesus do? Like, what? I don't see that dude. And every time she said Jesus, I ain't lying. I saw a white guy. So I was like, no, I ain't trying to. I don't want to know what he would do, because I see a lot of them and it don't feel good. But I knew what she meant. She meant that loving spirit.
Right.
What was someone that is, what would you want someone to do and treat you?
Yeah.
Treat them like you what?
Want to be treated.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because
you
what?
Don't know. Mm-hmm. Hold on. You don't know when's your last time. So, I mean, you don't know when you're you going to be on the other end of the stick.
Yeah, because you got a date coming.
You got a date.
So you got your beginning is here when you was born.
It's what you're doing in between.
Nobody knows when mm-hmm. your ending date is. Exactly. That one they put on that tombstone.
Exactly.
You don't know that date.
I do not know that date.
Do you know your date? Wouldn't you like to pick it? I wouldn't mind picking mine.
Yeah, because then you can pick the year too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Then I bet you if you could pick it,
mm-hmm. you would live differently.
Oh my. There you go. You got it.
Isn't that a trip?
It's a trip. All you got to, we're always saying no.
But if we thought every day could be our last day, mm-hmm. maybe we would live differently now.
Now. So it ain't about a new year. We're just saying happy new years to you.
Right.
Because it's a new time.
Right.
It's a new moment. It's a time to think about not your past or your present. It's time to think about your future. Okay. Really, honestly, your present and not the future.
Truly your present.
Because the present is here. Right. It's reality. What are you going to do today? Because tomorrow might not be here.
That's
because
right.
you always want to make sure that God is what?
Love.
And love is God.
See ya.
See ya. Peace.